and my daddy more money.
Give her a big wash your face and hands.
Sit down, Mama.
Give her a big wash your face and hands.
Put a little bit of feeling.
Get the twitching in the kitchen, rattle them pots and pans. Get up and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. You want to light, serve your dog or soul. Wake up.
What is this f***ing ponderous, man? Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
Tom and Mike on WJFK.
From the Ken Stevens Beard Grooming Room, inside the Marilyn Monroe Cleavage Amphitheater in the heart of beautiful downtown toothless Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Don and Mike Show, starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara, with Diana Sylvan, Charlie Stuang Stabilak, and the WJFK family of tofu-eating dropouts from society. Today, the Vibrator Olympics, promised from yesterday. Plus, we celebrate Mark Rippon's birthday. And it's the return of that time-tested feature, Praise the Bride.
Just for Katie Graham, just for you.
And now, without further ado, this is the big finish on the keyboard right here. Let the cartoon begin!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it is exact accolade, 2 o'clock at WJFK. And here are the top 10 Redskins assistant coaches or body parts.
All right.
Top 10 Skins assistant coaches or body parts.
Mm-hmm.
10, Sevier. That'd be the Silver Fox, Wayne Sevier.
Mm.
9, Bladder. 8, Spleen.
Yeah.
7, Torgelson.
Oh, Torgy.
6, Intestine.
All right.
5, Uterus.
Ew.
4, Hannafin.
Yeah.
3, Nipple.
Ooh, yeah.
2, Colon.
My favorite organ.
And the number 1, Body Part or Redskins. Body Part or Redskins Assistant Coach.
There you go. Number 1?
Number 1, Pettibone.
Hey, Richie, how's that stay?
So that would be Sevier, Bladder, Spleen, Torgles, and Intestine, Uterus, Hannafin, Nipple, Colon, Pettibone. There they are, your assistant coaches.
Yeah.
For the 5-0 Washington Redskins. Now, hey, give it up for that uterus.
You Don Geronimo.
Yes, ma'am.
You Don Geronimo.
Yes.
Sounds good.
106.7 FM AM 13 WJFK. And good afternoon, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasure.
Oops.
And a...
Got it turned on.
Our top story tonight.
Hold on. Try it again.
Hello?
Hold on.
Check testing.
Try it again.
Testing 1, 2.
Test it again.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
We have already had our first engineering screw up here.
Engineer Dan?
Engineer Dan the man. Daryl.
And a pleasant good afternoon.
Diana?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mike O'Mara.
Frank?
Frank.
Frank probably close enough.
Excuse me, just out of curiosity, when we summon, when we beckon...
Hey, chop chop.
Let's go. We need somebody in this... There.
Chop chop. Hi, John.
John, the hardest working person here.
John, how come Mike's mic doesn't work?
Hello? Check testing 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Now, this one works. Should I use this one instead? This is the one I was using yesterday.
But I could use...
Hello, now you...
What did I do now?
You shut that one.
Target. Well, now that one doesn't work. Hold on.
Hello.
Try that one.
Check testing 1, 2. Look at all these engineering guys kind of looking at the board and just going, ah, gee, Mr.
How many guys work here?
Gee, I'm not really sure.
It's not working, though. We don't hear him.
Hello, check.
Hold on. I'll turn them all off except Mike's.
Can't hear it. Maybe we can't hear it. See?
See, it doesn't work, Dan.
All right.
It's already broken.
Hello?
It's already broken. Once again, Ken Stevens now sitting in his office, wringing his hands, going, what have I done?
Wondering why he spent all that money.
Well, there you go.
Hello? Sounds like garbage.
106.7
at AM 13. That's right. We're now working at another radio station. It's held together with Band-Aids.
Hello.
WJFK.
Hello.
There we are. Well, now there. It just cut in.
There. It's just there.
It's there.
That's great.
Okay,
that's great.
There
you go. Dan, you're doing a good job. We're just having fun here. You know, we're not mad or anything like that.
So listen, really, for God's sakes, will we call your name?
Yeah.
Man, it's Chop Chop. It's here. I don't care if you're in that handicap stall. And what a beautiful stall that is.
You really spend how much time here at WJFK?
I'm at home there. I just spent a good 40 minutes in there with the entire USA Today sports section.
Well, hi, everybody. My microphone works now.
And anyway, I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
And thanks to Delta Burke-sized a Bikini Bottom for listening today. It's 2:06 on WJFK FM and AM. So let's start. I guess the first place we go is to TV.
Yes.
To review Arch Campbell's little review of our first day last night on Channel 4.
Yeah, both the 6 o'clock newscast and the 11 o'clock newscast on Channel 4 featured the two of us in all our gutty splendor.
And as we were watching this in the back room yesterday, when it was on during the 6 o'clock newscast, folks, if you watched it, see if you remember this, and if you didn't watch it, see if you can hear Jim Vance's total indifference towards us.
I predicted that if Jim Vance had introduced the piece with Arch, he would have mispronounced one of our names on purpose or the radio station's
name. Well, he was just sitting in the corner scowling the whole time it was on. He was working that pencil real good in his mouth and just had that scowl on his face.
Just more confirmation that he truly does hate us.
So here we go. Yesterday, here we are with Arch Campbell on Channel 4.
Those local radio bad boys, Don and Mike, are back on the air, but it's not the same.
Now, that's Wendy Rieger, and I can tell you for a fact that she wants us in a bad way.
Oh, absolutely. I could have had her at American University.
Could have. Be honest.
Okay, I'll tell the truth. I had her.
It's not the same time. It's not the same station.
Many different things have happened to them. They are the ego hogs of Washington. Don and Mike off the air for 2 months. Now they've jumped stations and switched times. Is our town ready for Don and Mike in the afternoon?
Today, we return to the airwaves after 2 months of living hell.
2 months ago, Don and Mike called in sick to their morning show on WAVA and haven't been heard from since until 2 this afternoon when they burst forth on a new station, WJFK, in a new time slot, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. In their 5.5 years together, they've made a lot of people really mad. Feminists hate them.
And a lot of people really happy. I just punctuate this whenever I think it needs a little bit punching up there.
Well, let me punctuate with, I don't think feminists hate us, man. I think we're sensitive to women's needs.
They've had a couple of lawsuits thrown at them.
One. Still pending.
That's right. One big, massive, huge lawsuit.
Huge elephant-sized one.
They've also won loads of diehard fans who love their right up to the edge sense of humor.
Millions, zillions, trillions of you.
Nice man.
Is there bad blood between you guys and WAVA?
Us and WAVA?
Oh, no!
So how was today's first show? Well, they were nervous for the first 5 minutes or so, and then it seemed to be business as usual. Will anybody listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon? It took me a while to find somebody tuned in.
Anybody? Are you listening to Don and Mike?
That's basically because no one in their right mind wants to approach Arch Campbell.
Yeah, the only guy he finds that will talk to him is some guy like in an old Buick who's listening to Rush Limbaugh.
No, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, not Don and Mike.
Yeah, WML.
Yeah. But hey, this is just the first day. You listened to him before?
Yeah. When they were 105?
Yeah.
Good too.
Did you detect any difference?
There you go, right there.
Guy was listening to us during a real good moment of the show yesterday. We're just screaming like idiots.
You're acting crazy now, ain't
it? We're just kidding.
Yeah, acting crazy now. Don and Mike, they're on 2 to 6 on WJFK 106.7. Tonight, I will take the high road and report on the retirement of a man who has influenced every news broadcast for the better in our town. So watch that at 11. And I think they're going to have a good run in the afternoon, actually.
Okay, well, they're not going to be able to call people up and wake them up anymore.
This is Vance. Okay, yeah. Vance is coming up.
Now, during this, Wendy Rieger has uncrossed her legs now, and she's sitting full front. Her nipples are erect. She's ready to talk about us. Vance, on the other hand...
Right, he hates us.
He's, like, slumped in his seat like he's just been told to stay after school.
And he's thinking right now, going through his mind right now, he's like... Hey, what can I say that'll sound condescending to those two jerks that I hate?
And here you go.
Becoming a nasty habit of theirs.
Do I detect? But they woke you up.
Yes, they did. Yes.
You like having those headphones on, don't you?
Just for a little while, yeah.
You like radio, don't you?
I like radio.
Anybody who doesn't like radio.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was fun. I'm glad for them.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks, and the NBC Nightly News.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see, Jim? There it is.
11. Have a good evening.
All right, well, so much for radio. So much for... did that happen with your microphone again?
Hello.
I think the problem is with you when you touch the plug.
That's right. I touch it, but I hardly... I mean, I just...
those muscular
fingers. I just gently fingered it. I didn't really, like,
grab
it.
You're too rough. It's becoming irritated.
You're not wrong. I've been accused of that, being too rough. Let me just gently push it.
Push it just very gently.
There, how's that? Is that
there
better?
There you go.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
Yeah.
Our good friend Jim Vance.
That's just his way of saying, bite me.
Hi, Jimbo. And it's now 12 past 2 with Don and Mike on 106.7 FM and AM 13. WJFK Friday, we will be at the Hard Rock Cafe doing our show live, and you're invited to come down for all kinds of high cholesterol fried foods.
Yeah, we're going to have all sorts of fried food. And, hey, we're doing our show from a bar.
Enough said. That'll be Friday. We'd love to meet you, and it's at the Hard Rock Cafe, and it's downtown from 2 until 6. Mark the Weatherman says today, cloudy with a high in the low 80s, rain heavy at times tonight, low in the upper 60s, and tomorrow showers ending with a high 85.
I just thought of another health food item they have at the Hard Rock Cafe.
What?
The pig sandwich.
Well, we had that over in London, too.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's low cholesterol. And it's 78 WJFK, Good Guy Degrees, outdoors right now. Well, a first item out of the shoot has to be, and this would be my first plea on a new radio station for a new piece of Star Trek junk.
You need something?
Last night I watched the new episode of Star Trek on Channel 45 in Balmer.
Yes.
And Jean-Luc Picard had a whole new outfit on.
Oh, really?
He has this suede jacket now and a blue top. That doesn't have, that has like a kind of a turtleneck thing happening. And he had on the kind of pants like Kirk used to wear.
You know, a lined jacket? Is it a lined jacket?
No, it's red. It's red suede with a little pin. And it's got like black leather on the shoulders of it.
Is it sexier and more stylish than the other jacket that he was wearing?
Yes, I think it kind of better figure in it.
So really what you're saying is that this is a jacket that you have to have.
Yes. Of course, it won't grace my figure quite the way that it graces Jean-Luc Picard's.
Does it come with, panties, pants that go along with it?
Now, the pants were like the kind of pants that Kirk wore. You know what I mean? The kind that have the bell bottom like at your your thigh.
Complete with the girdle, with the built-in girdle that William Shatner had.
Now, Picard didn't need the girdle.
But he still wears, incidentally, on Rescue 911. If you see him wearing and he wears a lot of double-breasted jackets, too, on that show.
Oh, and he was on the Star Trek 25th anniversary special over the weekend. Shatner.
I missed that.
And you could tell it was painting him. It was killing him to have to introduce the scenes about the new show, which is obviously so much better than the old one. And I realize we weren't on the air, but is Channel 20 running any spots with us today?
Channel 20?
Diana, do you know? Channel 20 running any spots with us today?
Yeah, are you monitoring us in there? Are you hearing us in there? Okay, just double-checking. You sort of pointed your ear when we were speaking to you.
Diana's now looking at the log. Well, what does it matter? Boy, what a tragic mistake they made. I realize we were not on the air, but we're coming back on. You know who? Thanks, Diana. No spots from Channel 20 today. You know who is the spokesman for this? Paul Harris.
Really?
Paul Harris has like this Star Trek thing happening on Channel 20. Every time I turn it on, I see this really cheesy home video of him standing in the WCXR studios.
Is he wearing one of those satin jackets that they wear? One of those purple satin jackets with the picture of like the Capitol that happens to be flaked off and chipped off from far too many washings?
Anyway, bad choice. Bad choice of station, bad choice of DJ. For God's sakes, I've got the outfits. I've got the phasers. I've been there. I ripped off a piece of the set.
You could be the next Captain 20 if you really wanted to push the issue. I mean, if you know, I've already decided.
I wouldn't raise gerbils.
I've already decided the TV thing is just not us. We'll never have a future in television to just completely abandon it. But I think really you should pursue it and try to do the kiddie programming thing.
Except that the gerbil thing in this day and age could be taken the wrong way. Now, you remember a long time ago.
Right.
This was back in the mid-60s. I was actually on the Captain 20 show, and also one day they pulled my name out of the big space bubble full of postcards.
Right.
They had three gerbils, like the Munsters, the Addams Family, and Batman.
Right.
And they pulled out three names. They go, the names are Diana and Mike and Don, and each of us would have a gerbil. Then Captain 20 would lift up the little piece of wood, and the gerbils would go running towards the end line, and whichever gerbil got to the end line first, that kid would, like, win a bike from Toys R Us.
Did they have a little hole at the end of the race that they had to get into?
There was gearless.
Let me say that right now. There was, this is back in the mid-60s, before Richard Gere was even born, when you could say the word gerbil without somebody looking at you in an odd way.
Before Richard Gere was admitted? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, this
is
BG.
Pre-Richard Gere admission to the emergency room.
So, yes, I could be. I could be Captain 20, and I would be Captain 20.
But you couldn't do it unless you had that Star Trek suit.
Right, that new one.
I'm not getting. Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I mean, your powers of description are normally very good, but I am not getting an accurate enough picture of it. If you could start again, then perhaps I would know what you're talking about because I have not seen it.
He has on. It's a jacket that he wears over his uniform. Now, first off, the uniform top that he has on is blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not red, and the jacket is a red suede.
Any buttons?
No, I don't believe any buttons.
So it's kind of a leather thing.
It's a leather thing. Yeah,
so Picard's doing leather.
Yes, he's into leather.
Mm-hmm.
And the queer Kirk pants, and then the big boots.
So this is something that would make you happy. If there's a listener, you know we're going to get a call from. You know who we're going to get a call from?
Oh, I know Tim, that Star Trek guy.
From Waldorf, the guy that goes, hey, guy, listen, I tracked it down for you, guy. I got that suit for you hanging up right
now. Well, you know what I'm doing for this year for Halloween?
What?
I'm going to be Picard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got the suit. I've got the real Star Trek uniform.
You're going to put a skinhead wig
on? Yeah, I've got the skinhead wig, mm-hmm. and I bought my wife a Star Trek lady suit.
You sure you planned ahead for this? Are you sure you planned early enough for Halloween?
All right, so I had some spare time on my hands, and we were off the air for 2 months. We were out once, we were in the store, and I said, I need a skinhead wig. Of course, I have those skinhead activities on the weekend because I am a skinhead.
You've already purchased it? You've already purchased the skinhead?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I bought my wife a Star Trek, a ladies' dress, like the kind that Uhura wore on the old Star Trek.
Is this radio station going to have like a giant Halloween party so we can wear these things?
I don't know. I'll be dressing up on Halloween.
Well, you'll be going out. You trick or treat.
I didn't have a kid, but yes, I will be with my son.
Mm-hmm. And you wear a costume like your son. Do you ask for candy when you go out with him? I mean,
sometimes if I am standing there, they'll go, and here's one for your dad. I will only ask if it's something hot, like full-size Snickers bars.
But you don't carry your own bag?
Oh, no. No. I just give him a bigger one.
Do you have pockets?
Well, that is none of your business, and it's 18 minutes past 2. I now need to change the subject.
Okay.
On WJFK. Next subject would be the search for Mark Rippon.
Now, I'm confused about this. What is the deal here? We've called him. Both of us have called him. Diana's called him at his home. We are good friends with Rip, we think, and his family. We've enjoyed football games with his family.
We certainly were on his side during that whole holdout thing, which looks like, you know, he was right to hold out for that much money because he's worth at least $1.4 million a year, right?
Yeah, even now. I mean, yesterday we could have spent a lot of time talking about his even shorter haircut that he has that we saw on Monday Night Football, but we're not doing that. We really want to reestablish this relationship with the quarterback of your Washington Redskins.
And today is his birthday, so
this was all day yesterday, too, right? Do you think he says, it's 2 o'clock? It's 2. Annette, it's 2 o'clock. Hang up the phone. They're on the air. They're going to call again. Do one of those emergency. We might have to do one of those emergency break-in things. Because this is an emergency as far as we're concerned.
Let me try it with a 703 on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only would we like him. No, that's busy.
I would say it's safe to say that Russ Grimm is at the top of the friend list now.
Well, then that might mean that Russ Grimm would be at the top of the list of the Redskin that we buy.
Yeah, there might be some money involved in it for Mr. Grimm.
We're going to buy ourselves a Redskin, and we're going to get him to do reports and come down and hang around the way that Rip used to. I know, I'm not going to be able to do the show either.
We're going to have to get some blinds in here, because when you see Dennis Reese walk by the studio, our account executive that came over from WAVA with us, it just makes you laugh. He's one of those guys.
I can't. I just can't do it. With that big baboon walking by.
Hey, Don! Hey, we're going to clean them dry. That's right. I'm going to make so much money.
So anyway, if you know where Mark Rippon is, for God's sakes, have him call us.
Yes.
Because we're about to move on. It's 20 minutes past 2 at WJFK. Diana? Hey, Diana, do we have our stable of cheap prizes yet to give away?
Yeah, let's give away some stuff.
On the show yesterday, we didn't have a lot of good junk to give away, so we couldn't play all of our stupid games. But I think today we do have some junk. Oh, we do. Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's all the same kind of junk we had at the other station.
All
great.
Right.
Keychains, all that other jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that a little later today. And also, we're going to go through reels and reels and reels of tape today.
Right.
Because when we were at the other radio station, we found out that we had almost 2,000 cartridges. And what a cartridge is, one of these little tape cartridges that has just one thing on it, like this one right here.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
that little thing with Jim Vance.
Jim Vance and his incredible tribute to us that we condensed into a 5-second blurb.
Oh, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
Yeah, he loves us.
That's his dig. That's, he had to say something like that. He, listen.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
I mean, and then on the other hand, there's Wendy Rieger like a dog in heat sitting over there.
Well, she's so hot for us. I think everybody knows. I don't think that's any big secret.
Me either.
And I'm waiting for that to be like an expose in Washingtonian magazine. You know, Wendy and her lust for dynamite.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
So we've got nearly 2,000 of these little tapes to go through and see what we'd like to save and what we'd like to discard.
Yeah, we like to do this, too, because it gives us a chance to enjoy some things we haven't heard in quite some time.
So we'll go through that today on the show. Plus, hey, it's back, it's back, it's back. Praise the Bride.
Oh, boy.
Get out your Washington Post. There's 12 beautiful ladies who have paid to have their picture put in the newspaper.
The Bears!
We'll be playing Praise the Bride today, plus the phone booth game, and a whole lot more, and I think those might... Are those calls standing by already?
Yeah.
They're standing by. Let's take a couple of calls right in the commercials.
I'm doing something. I'm going to move that phone thing closer to you so you can just gently reach over instead of having to strain yourself, because you might rupture yourself doing that.
Hello, Phil, the UJFK. Well, thank you. Thank you for caring about me rupturing myself.
Got so much room over here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to call and tell you, yesterday, a friend of mine could not have a radio on her desk, so at 2 o'clock when you came on, we put the phone right next to the speaker so we could both hear. Because we love you, and you're back.
God,
well, thank you.
Bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, our pleasure.
We appreciate it.
I think I can sum up my feelings best. Jim?
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, Cody.
Thank you for calling. Hello, WJFK.
Hey, I just want to say it's glad to have you back on the air again.
What's glad? It's glad. Is there some giant blob of slime that's glad to have us back on?
Oh, we've got to do this again. Sir, repeat after me. I'm glad. All right. Well, that's the first time we've had to use the nasty button.
The nasty button, and we will press right along.
And it is 2:23. Gosh, I feel like I'm back at home again.
Oh, man.
On WJFK. Commercials now, then we'll come back and we'll try a phone scan at 202-432-1067. So get on the line to get on the air.
106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. 106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon.
All right, thank you, Daddy-O.
Hey, we're back.
And it is 26 minutes past 2, WJFK FM and AM. We're going to be calling a woman today who lives in Louisiana. The headline screams at me, I'm going to have Elvis's baby.
Yes!
Plus, oh, this is just the kind of junk we used to do at the other place. Mm-hmm. Great. They're having an underwear festival in Ohio.
Boxers or briefs?
I don't know. We'll find out when we call Ohio.
All right.
In a couple of seconds. And now, your live calls, 202-432-1067. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm calling. I just think that you can invest your money more wisely in a younger player than Russ Grimm. Isn't he going to retire after this year?
Well, you're only talking about, it's like, like buying a car that you only need to drive for a month or two.
Yeah, I mean, Russ is here for this season, and, you know, what he does after this season is up to him. But I'll tell you, as far as on the hipness scale of Redskins, Russ is very good to have on the air.
Right. Now, Diana, didn't Daryl Green's agent call?
Yeah.
Yeah, Daryl.
And Monty Coleman, too.
Now, see, both Daryl Green and Monty Coleman's agents have called,
mm-hmm.
and nothing against either Daryl Green or Monty Coleman, but, like, they're both just like Gibbs, right?
Yeah, I think they'd maybe find some of what we do just a tad offensive.
Right.
Russ has the right personality, huh?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Russ is the kind of guy you just like to go out and bend the elbow with, you know?
You know, as a matter of fact, although we love Rip, I think we better put him under some kind of deadline. This will get back to him. That if he doesn't call us back mm-hmm. within, what, 2 days maybe, we'll go ahead and we'll hire Russ Grimm to be our Redskin.
Hey, Rip, the clock's ticking.
That's what I would do. Can I make one other comment?
Yes, sir.
I think you're a lot more entertaining than Rush Limbaugh.
Thank you. It's very kind. And I might say, I will venture to say this, and correct me if I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen, I might be going out on a limb here, but I believe that we're thinner. We're thinner combined, because he is the fattest man on the air today.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. WJFK. Hello. Hello. Chris. Chris Core. Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, guys, I'd like to just say I'm a longtime fan. I'd like to welcome you back to the airwaves. And I had a quick question for you, if that's
yes,
okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I was wondering, do you blame the Jews?
For what?
For everything.
Oh, that's the second racist. Ladies and gentlemen, the second racist we have had.
Second of the day.
Yesterday we had one racist. Today we have another racist. All right. Thank you, sir.
WJFK. Yeah, I blame the Jews for everything.
Jeez.
Hello.
Hi. I just want to welcome you guys back.
Thank you.
I was in Georgia, and I just got back, and I was here for a month, and I've been looking for you guys like mad. I don't know where you guys went.
We were at home.
We were at home basically relaxing.
Yeah, well, that's great, but I'm like flipping through all the radio stations, and last night I was watching Channel 4, and I saw that you guys had changed. I was like, oh, no. So today I went looking through the phone book trying to find your phone number. I was like, where'd they go? I didn't know the radio station. I didn't know the call number. Nothing.
You found us, thank God.
Finally, it took me forever. I was like, where'd they go?
I think Jim Vance sums it up best for all of us. Jimbo?
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
All right, well, welcome back, and y'all have a good time.
Okay, y'all, thanks for calling. Hello, WJFK.
Good afternoon, Don, Mike, Kevin Nguyen.
Hey, Kevin Nguyen, it's our Vietnamese friend.
Our only Vietnamese friend. I'm sure we have a lot that we don't know, but you're the only one we know, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Hello.
Long time.
Kevin.
I met you guys in the morning.
Kevin, boy, do we need your services here.
Hey,
Kevin, we've got a whole new market to tap into with a whole new radio station. Could you please, in your native tongue, tell all of your Vietnamese friends that we're doing our same wacky show on WJFK as opposed to WAVA?
Sure.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. The one Vietnamese guy we know. And we celebrate Vietnamese New Year with every year.
Yeah, we'll do that again.
Kevin. Okay. Kevin Nguyen.
Kính chào tất cả các bạn. Đây là Quỳnh Đăng Khánh, Kevin Nguyen. Xin các bạn đón nghe Don và Mai trên đài phát thanh WJFK. Don và Mai không có còn ở trên đài phát thanh WAVA nữa. Xin đón nghe đài WJFK 106.7. Xin chào. Got it.
Yeah, all right, Kevin. You weren't trying to pick up any Vietnamese chicks at the beginning of that, were you? I mean, it was all us, right?
No, I didn't do that.
Hey, Kevin,
the Vietnamese community have not heard WJFK before, and I'm sure they do now. They will be for a long, long time.
So,
as long as you guys on the air.
All of your Vietnamese friends that you run into in your travels, you will tell them about our new show?
Yes, yes. Well, one quick question, Don.
Yes, Kevin.
I'm getting married pretty soon. Any last-minute advice?
Advice?
Hey, what advice would you give him? You're a happily married guy. I couldn't obviously give Kevin any advice.
No advice, huh?
Any last-minute advice?
Come on now.
I'm not the best guy to ask for advice on a happy marriage. I get, you know, my best...
I could.
Oh, I'm sure you
I could give him some advice, even though I've had a failed marriage.
Sure, what would your advice be?
Kevin?
Uh-huh.
This is Mike speaking here. Kevin, be happy, make somebody else.
Okay.
That's my advice
to you. Yeah, I guess that would be my advice, too. Be happy and make someone else. Good advice, Mike. I'll steal that.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Hello. Rubby U Ray Ref. Now, hold on.
Yeah, you almost slipped, but you caught yourself today.
It used to be Rubby U Ray U Ray. Now it would be Rubby U Ray Ref.
Ray?
Rubby U
Ray
Ref.
Ref.
Cray.
Cray.
W. Jray?
Jray Ref.
Ray Ref.
Gay.
Hello.
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 What can we do? What can we do for you? Oh, you called yesterday.
I think he just did it. Hello, WJFK.
Hello, WJFK. How you doing, Don and Mike? Glad to have you back on the air.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Listen, I may be one of the old, long-time Don Geronimo fans from back when you were on in the afternoons with Billy the Manslave.
Yeah.
Well before you went over and took over from, what's their name, Charlie and Harrigan in the morning zoo.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember the first day as you found Mike on the streets of D.C. in a cardboard box.
A special day for me, sir.
And bringing him back onto the morning show. And it's just nice comparing when you guys first went on the morning zoo compared to when you're now on the air.
Don't embellish now. Don't say anything about a cardboard box. I was on a subway grate. I was not in the box.
Now listen, there was a box by you.
Yeah, there was a box by me. But when you drove by in the limo and I was drinking out of that paper bag, I was on a grate. I just want to make that clear.
I remember the good days when all those Charlie and Harrigan fans were wondering what the heck was going on in the morning when you guys first started off. And I think some of the afternoon people now are still saying, who are these? You know, what's going on here in Washington? But it's great to have you guys back on the air.
Thank you. The smoked wind. Let me tell everybody how it happened again.
I wish we had some. Do we have any like tearful background music? You know, with the violins, because this is really.
Right.
I got to admit, every time Don tells this story, I get a little choked up because it changed my life dramatically. It really did. And Don's getting some very dramatic, syrupy, sappy music. There, he's got it now, sir.
We're just getting. It brings a tear to my eye.
We're just getting all of our tapes together. Let me see what one this is.
Oh,
bacon frying.
Hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Hot enough to fry a dog's brain. Oh, there's another. Here's another good one. This one come in handy.
Frank and Willie have been frozen solid for 29 years.
That's a commercial, right?
A lot can happen in 29 years.
A commercial just came on.
I don't know where that's... That was put on a commercial. I guess that this this little sound effect of the drill was put on a commercial that was on Erased.
Well, someone's going to have to be fired. Someone will have to be fired.
Look at Diana. All right, Diana, already pointing at somebody else. Here's another one.
Oh, this is when you do dental work on me. This is great.
That's not really the one I was looking for. Oh, here we go. This is good enough.
I'm going to put my feet up.
Okay, so I'm on my way to WAVA, when I did the afternoon show there about 6 years ago. And the limo was going through southwest, right Anacostia somewhere, right by the river.
Right.
And stopped because we heard some gunfire. So we stopped the car for a second. Actually, I didn't stop the car. I told the driver to stop the car.
And you said it. You said, like, driver, gunfire, stop the car. Let me see if I can help.
Well, the tinted window on my side went down just a little bit. And I saw this gigantic man who was huddled, I believe at first nude, and as it turns out, he had his clothing was ripped under a blanket, and he had the shakes real bad, and he was drinking out of a paper bag.
And the clothing was soiled.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I heard, as I listened to these bums and derelicts talking,
right,
one of them seemed to be the leader, like the Fisher King. You know what I mean? He was the spokesperson for this group of bums, and he was doing all kinds of impressions. He was doing an impression of Mayor Barry. He's doing an impression of Lucy. He's doing an impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was doing Sammy at the time, too, when you drove by, of course, before he passed away.
And I said, wait a minute, hold on, driver, stop. Go get me that derelict by the frigid air box. And he brought Mike over to the car. Mike was disheveled and, before, yeah. I mean, smelled.
Yeah, but I was still doing Sammy. I was still doing my Sammy Davis Jr. impression.
Reeked of his own issue. And I said, you know, if somebody cleans you up, gives you a steaming pot of Joe.
That's right.
Maybe gives you a shave, shot of penicillin. I'm betting if you dry out, you've become the greatest impressionist in the history of radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that time that Mike turned. And he threw up all over the inside of the car.
Yeah, you didn't. You know the thing about that? When I threw up on the inside of that car, you didn't even really mind.
Oh, not to your face.
Oh, but you didn't show it to me, and that's what was really special. And I did get cleaned up. I didn't dry out, but I did get cleaned up.
We kind of detoxed him. Look, and look at now, a pillar of society, and we're together again on WJFK.
Oh, Don, when you tell that story, I get all filled up. That was absolutely beautiful.
Jim Vance.
Thank you so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
Hello, WJFK.
Hi, Don.
Yes, I am.
Welcome back to the airways.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say that I missed you guys for the last 2 months, and I was wondering, you guys sound great, but is there any chance that they might give you the reverb?
You know what? I think we might have the option. Actually, to be honest with you, we're running reverb in our headphones right now.
Wow. Yeah, because we're such psychotics that we need that artificial sound in our headphones in order to do this broadcast.
I think we might be able to use reverb on the air, but the problem is that we do our show through a delay. And I'm not sure if you can run delay with reverb.
Now, are there any other toys that we can use here that we didn't have at the other place? Like, do they have something that can change our voices or anything?
Don't you have
like
a harmonizer in your keyboard?
Not a harmonizer. Not that we could run the microphones through, but I've simply got the keyboard over here with the thing.
Well, you guys
that was
great
the opening. Anyway. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
See, that was the opening theme. And I can shut that off and also go to...
1, 2, 3.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Sorry. All right, it's WJFK AM and FM side in the Baltimore area. That's a combination of Washington and Baltimore. You know, the Baltimore area. The Metroplex.
All right, now...
Hello, WJFK. Hello.
Hello, Pittsburgh.
Hello, WJFK.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys, Rippin is making the big bucks and he's blowing you off. I say you give him till 6 o'clock.
You think he really is doing that?
I don't think he's blowing us off. I mean, for God's sakes, we stood up for the guy when everybody else in town wanted to kill him.
And he's not that type. I don't think Rip's the type that would, stand us up. I don't think he'd do that.
What do you think an alternate choice would be?
I think you either get Russ Grimm or that guy Bob.
Bob.
Bob who?
Baba Booey.
Jeez. Help us! WJFK.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi, thanks.
We missed you guys early in the morning. But you know what? I was thinking yesterday as you guys were doing your first show, and I said to myself, hey, why don't I tape the show while I'm at work from 2 to 4 and then listen to it in the morning while I'm driving into work? And
good
I
idea.
You guys all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it yesterday, and it worked great.
Were you able to figure out the keys on the tape recorder and all that?
What a pathetic life you lead, sir. Let me say that. If you have to tape our show and play a little more with a pathetic life, get out more often. Go to a movie and read a book. Make some friends. Ride the bus.
Or just watch the TV.
Hello, WJFK.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Would you like to play golf with me on Saturday?
No.
Why?
I just don't.
You've been playing golf too much in the last 2 months?
I have a bad shoulder.
Oh.
But I don't know you. You see, I've done that. I did that once, and it was a relatively pleasant experience. But if I can be honest with you, total strangers sometimes make me a little uncomfortable as far as when you have to spend a good 4.5 hours with them riding around in the same little golf cart.
We could take separate carts.
Maybe I'd have to know a little bit more about you.
I have to get some kind of a background check on you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I can ask you a few questions right now. Have you ever been convicted of any major felony?
No.
Tattoos?
No.
Skin discolorations?
No.
Missing teeth?
No.
All right, in 30 seconds, just tell me something about yourself, and then I'll give you my final answer.
24 years old, college educated, work in Rockville, sell jets for a living.
You sell what?
You sell jets?
Yeah.
Like to who? To the Iraqis?
No, I just sell business jets. You want to buy one?
Could you ever get us like a free flight on a jet, like for a test drive?
Well, we're going down to Houston in a few weeks for a convention.
A test drive. Like we could get on the private jet? You sell private jets?
Yeah, private jets.
No.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You can't do that when you're 24.
Why not?
Where do you sell them? What company do you work for?
Universal Jet Trading in Rockville.
Universal Jet Trading?
Mm-hmm.
And you sell jets to rich guys?
Yeah.
What kind of jets? Tell me something about jets so you can prove it to us.
Well, what do you want to know?
Oh, come on.
All right. I just got a listing on a Citation 5, Cessna Citation 5, 300 hours total time, estimated value about $4.1 million.
That's great. So you sell jets. That's kind of a hip thing to do.
Yeah, I like it.
You must really do well with the chicks.
I do. I'm okay.
Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
Yep. Bet I am.
Congratulations. Do you?
Me too, but by myself.
Do you have a membership at any fine country club in the area?
With just a blanket.
No, I don't.
You don't?
Actually, well, I have a corporate membership at Avenel.
You do? Could we play Avenel on Saturday?
No. They book up about a month in advance.
See you.
WJFK.
Hello, Don and Mike. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hi. I've been with you guys for about 5 years.
It was for the longest time. I didn't know that you had to do it with somebody to really be a member of the Mile High Club.
Oh, so you just slipped into the lavatory by yourself?
No, I just got a blanket. I probably told the stewardess, I wanted my wings.
Is there some problem, sir?
I said, well, you know, I pressed that little button. I said, I'm a member of the Mile High Club. Now, where's my wings? And she said, you're sitting by yourself. I said, well, take a look at the blanket. Hello?
No.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. I just want to say I've been with you guys for about 5 years, and it's really nice to have you back on the air. And I didn't think they did you justice on television last night. And I think you guys should say, hey, that was TV, this is radio.
Well, I think Jim Vance really sums it up.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
No, you should say, that was TV, this is radio, it's your time, you're back.
You know, I like that. We should turn the tables on Jim Vance and go, hey, so much for TV, this is radio, folks.
Hello, WJFK.
Yes, I want to recommend Ernest Biner for the new Redskins. Yes.
You know, the only thing with Ernest Biner is, boy, and I can't help but thinking, this is a big prejudice I have, but I think that anybody that's a born-again Christian wouldn't work out on our show. And I remember the story about Ernest Biner getting baptized like an art monk's hot tub or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I just don't know.
Now, we're not saying that the door is completely closed. We're just not sure whether they would respond well to us. You see, we have nothing against them or their faith.
I mean, we want to be talking about what the assistant coaches look like when they're showering. We wanted to know about that cyst on Joe Gibbs' butt. My number one subject or topic would really now be the size of Joe Gibbs' enormous breasts. And I don't know if I could picture Ernest Biner giving me a description. However, I could picture Russ Grimm describing them.
And now I've just got a mental picture of Richie Pettibone and Jim Hannifin in the locker room shower together, just soaping up.
Lathering up. Hello, WJFK.
I'm waiting to talk to Don.
Well, wait no longer. Hello, little lady.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Don?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, anyway, I just want to welcome you all back. And I'm the lady who met you at the airport the time when you went to see Oral Roberts.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Been very good.
Do you
good
remember? Job. It wasn't many people. It was just me and my daughter.
Yeah, sure.
Remember?
Sure.
Well, I'm your number one fan.
Did Don make love to you, ma'am?
He hugged her.
Oh, for me, that's good enough. That's
I
wonderful.
Know.
That does the trick.
Well, welcome back.
Well, thanks.
I'd like to know, is Frank going to join you all?
No, Frank. Oh, you should have listened yesterday. Frank has decided to stay at WAVA.
Oh.
Frank's going to do the morning show, so we have Diana now wearing Frank's pants.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Does that disappoint you?
Well, I liked him with you all.
Well, listen, trust me, you're going to like Diana. We're going to treat her just as bad as we treated Frank.
Uh-huh.
We're going to make Diana do all of those same...
Oh, are you?
All okay. of those same self-sacrificing things that we made Frank do.
Yeah, Diana was really happy yesterday, and she's been really happy so far today. She hasn't realized just yet that she's entering an afternoon living hell.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So trust me, we'll be real mean to her just like we were to Frank. Plus, we'll be able to find, since she's single,
mm-hmm.
if she's living with some guy that owns a disco or something, we'll be able to find out all about her personal life.
Cockeysville, that's where you're living,
okay.
right?
Okay. Can I get a T-shirt?
Can you get a T-shirt? It started already.
It's just greed. The only reason you called was greed.
No.
It's pure greed.
If you really love us, you'll say, Don and Mike, I'll listen to you. Even if you were to give me a bag of innards, I would listen to you.
I would.
Giblets.
Would you like a bag of innards or giblets?
No.
Okay, then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was just a big setup. Just a big giant setup.
Hello, WJFK.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Fine.
Well, I was calling to find out if you were going to do the same, put Diana through the same stuff you put Sir Frank through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah.
But I got to tell you something right off the bat. Diana is in far better condition. So if we were to send Diana like on a walking tour of Fairfax,
it wouldn't be as fun.
It wouldn't be as fun.
The exorcist steps again. That you have.
No, but see, the thing is, you got to understand, Diana is like in a top shape.
Oh, so no back alleys.
It wouldn't be fun. You know, it was fun with Frank because there was always the chance that he'd have some kind of a lockup.
Right, she works out. You work out every day, don't you, Diana? Every single day?
Come on in here for a second, Diana.
I mean, really, it wouldn't be the same thing. I mean, with Frank, we could ask Frank to go down the hallway. He'd come back and he'd be going...
And plus, you know, when Frank would run like a girl. Diana runs like a guy. Diana runs like a guy.
I do not.
For God's sake.
Do you run like a guy?
No, I run like an athletic woman.
What was that, ma'am?
Is Diana going to be at
Ask her. She's right here.
On Friday?
She's right here.
Yeah, she's going to be away. You want to come and size her up?
No. No, I'm just, you're trying to get this, I'm trying to get this picture.
Yeah, she'll be there. She'll be there Friday. You're coming Friday, right?
Yeah, okay.
Do you want a picture of Diana, like what she looks like? Because I can give you a good one. You ever watch American Gladiators?
Not
you ever seen Lace? All right, put
you like Lace with really short black hair.
That's
though.
Right, brunette and shorter hair.
No, my muscles are gone. I don't look like those gladiator women.
Well, I'm just trying to embellish a little bit. It's radio.
Well, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. So, Diana, listen, as long as you're here, tell us about this guy that you're shacking up with. And the best
he doesn't
part,
own a disco. He manages a nightclub.
He manages a nightclub, and you met him when you were working at the other radio station?
Yeah, we had a promotion at this nightclub that he... Manage it. What are you doing?
Well, I just want to hear about your boyfriend. Go ahead. Okay.
Well, ask me questions and I'll answer. I'm not going
to
volunteer.
What happened to the relationship with the cop who was 20 years older than you?
It fizzled out when I moved to Balmer, hon.
Fizzled out when you moved to Balmer.
He was about 30 years older than you were, though,
no,
right?
He was about 13 years older than I was.
So how long have you been living with this new guy now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
A couple months.
How long has... Well, I mean, come on. Like, there's going to be any big secrets here on the show.
No, there are no secrets here.
You should, Diana, you're a grown woman.
I have
anyway.
No problem with it.
You shouldn't worry what your
no,
mom and dad
think. It's a good money financial situation right now.
So how long have you, in a purely platonic Three's Company relationship?
A couple months.
A couple of months.
Yeah, yeah.
When are we going to be able to meet him, to look him over, to
whenever,
size him up?
Whenever you want to meet him.
Okay.
Whenever you like.
Yeah, like, do you want to tell us anything more about him?
Anything you want. You know, I'm not. I have no secrets from you.
How is your sex life?
Sex life is great.
Is it better with him than it was with a cop?
Yeah.
Really? How often a week do you have sex with this guy?
Oh, I would say just about every
day.
Maybe.
Whoa!
Oh, man, am I jealous.
Every single
every day?
Very often.
Very
often.
Sometimes
often.
More than once
no,
a day?
No, it doesn't seem to be more than once because we don't see each other very often.
Mm-hmm. Did you last night?
Last night, no, we didn't. No.
So you will tonight?
Maybe.
Maybe twice?
Possibly. No, probably just not.
Do you, you said he works in the nightclub industry?
Yeah, so
he gets home very late?
Very late.
And you wait up for him?
Sometimes, yeah, I do.
Like what time would that be that he normally comes
Wednesdays,
walking in?
Thursdays,
he slips into your bed.
3, maybe. 1:00?
So about 3 in the morning? 3 in the morning, he just rolls in and,
He just rolls on in there.
Yeah, wow, young
Mike,
lungs.
You're loving this.
So basically sometimes you'll be in like a semi-state of sleep and and you won't really, you don't hear him coming.
You know, that'll change, Diana. That'll change if you ever get married.
Uh-huh.
Because trust me, there's no time I like doing it better than when I've just woken up from a dream. Mm-hmm. It's like 3 a.m. and I'll roll over and I'll give her the old nudge, give her the old hey, and I'll go, leave me alone. Doesn't that also happen to you, Mike?
That happens to you, especially if the dream includes the Golden Girls. That always gets you. When you dream about Rue and B.
So, Diana, feel free to come in anytime and offer up this information so we don't have to dive in.
Sure, I'll do that.
And how old is he now?
29.
Has he ever been married?
No.
Have any kids?
No.
Scars, tattoos?
Couple scars, no tattoos.
What do you have scars from?
The things that guys do, I guess.
Bar fights?
Bar fights. I don't think so. Just like rugby and football things.
So bad scars?
Are they,
those big purple, long, gross scars?
Rugged scars.
Okay.
Good scars.
All right, this is fascinating. Man, this was really interesting.
Yeah.
See, Frank never told us this kind of stuff.
Well, Frank was married and didn't have a life like mine.
Here is the hotline. Let's see who was on the hotline. Did we change this number yesterday? Or maybe it was your mom calling, Diana.
No, we have some other people that might call in today. So.
Hello. Hotline.
Yeah, is this Domino's Pizzeria, please?
Yes. Can we help you?
Domino's?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to order 2 large pizzas, please.
Yes, sir.
Pepperoni?
Mm-hmm.
And extra cheese.
Yeah.
Chase.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, you got it. Where do you live?
1400 Main Street.
You got it. They're coming right over.
What's your phone number?
236-1900.
Okay, it'll be there within 3 hours.
Thank
you. It's $20.
Bye-bye. So is that the phone number here? 236-1900?
Not sure. I'm not sure what the new one is. They didn't change it? Did they not change the super secret deluxe hotline yesterday?
I'm in at the front desk. It's always somebody just calling us, trying to order a pizza from the front desk.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Terry should be manning the phones.
I'm sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Well, they did it again.
Check the number and dial again.
They shut down the entire phone system here at WJFK as soon as we started.
Hello, 106.7.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
I called to give you a suggestion on who you might want to have from the Redskins. I just played a golf tournament with these guys, and I found that you might want Chip Lowmiller. He's a hip guy.
He's already under contract somewhere, right?
Yeah, he's already. How about Stan Humphries?
Oh, please.
Yeah, really?
Well, Stan, I think he'd give you some insights you'd never hear from anyone else
like,
that's already playing.
Like what? Yeah, like, Stan, what's it like sitting on the bench every game?
Yeah, or what's it like watching everybody play? Yeah, you got it.
Stan, what's it like getting dressed for a football game and never getting in?
Exactly.
Right. Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hey!
Hey!
Fine.
Hey, I was just wondering, you know, you guys were telling a story about getting sick in your car every day. Are you getting sick in the car?
No, that was when I first met Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, it was basically Don picked me up in a limo. I was sitting there covered in rags, and I threw up as soon as I sat in his limo.
Mike had been living in a box.
Yeah, you know, I used to get sick every day in my car in the morning.
You did? That's wonderful, sir. Yeah.
Hello, WJFK.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Don and Mike.
Hi, we're the Jello Wrestlers, and we followed you all.
Oh, I remember you.
Hey, yeah, well, you ladies want to do that again?
Yeah. We got in trouble at work.
See, we had these ladies come by the old radio station. We set out a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles kiddie pool.
We still had bruises.
And filled it with Jello and had these gals wrestle for us.
And they really went after each other. What?
For T-shirts.
For T-shirts.
You want them again,
for T-shirts.
Huh? Do you want them again, those T-shirts?
Well, no, we want WJFK T-shirts.
Sure.
WBA sucks.
If you come down and you wrestle in Jello for us, we'll give you WJFK T-shirts.
Yeah. What else? We're not trying to be greedy or anything.
I've got some cash. I could give you like a 10 spot.
You could? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Just think, ladies, that would be $5 each.
Wow.
That's right. And I'd break the 10. I'd have two single $5 bills. Shiny, brand new $5 bills for you.
Hey, big spender. Hello, one more WJFK.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, just fine.
Hey, I'm glad you're all back.
Hey, that's great.
Hey, thank you.
Hey.
Hey, Jim Vance.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
Dog Bears. It is 2:53 at WJFK, 106.7 FM and AM 1300. Today is Sting's 40th birthday, and to that I say BFD.
Roxanne!
But WJFK cares, and will be celebrating with a special concert simulcast. Catch Sting and Friends live from the Hollywood Bowl tonight at 11. See it on pay-per-view and listen to it exclusively on 106.7 WJFK and AM 1300.
All right.
It is 7 minutes until 3 o'clock. A couple of spots. We'll come back, and we're going to open up our weirdo Rolodex. Call this lady who says she's having Elvis's baby, and also a guy who's 94 years old and still a bellboy.
Beam!
In just a second on WJFK. Oh, and news on our newsletter also next.
WJFK-FM Manassas, Washington, and WJFK Baltimore. Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon. 106.7 WJFK and AM 1300. Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon.
You bet your butt. And it's 4 minutes until 3 o'clock at the mighty JFK. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart. How's it going?
It's going fine. Listen, I was just thinking about Halloween when we were talking about Star Trek.
Yeah.
Now, that dress that we got you, that Star Trek dress, that's not like a Deanna Troi dress. That's like a Lieutenant Uhura dress, right?
Right, that's the old Star Trek.
The old kind.
So it doesn't have the plunging neckline?
It does have a pretty good neckline. And it's a super mini skirt, too. As a matter of fact, after we got those, I suggested to Don, I said, let's put on our uniforms and then we can play like we're on the bridge of the Enterprise. And like,
yeah, you know what she really wanted? She wanted to have, like, a sex game.
Yeah, if I had gone to
bed. And that's sacrilegious to me, have some kind of a sex, and I'm not kidding about this, sex game with Star Trek suits?
You mean you wouldn't become aroused when you said engaged?
He said, no, that's gross, cut it out.
That is gross. I mean, Star Trek is not, gross.
Well, anything to, spice up the sex life is always positive, and you could really play some interesting parlor game.
I thought so too, but it was like I suggested we put on a habit and a tunic or some kind of religious outfits or something. He was totally grossed out by the idea.
It is gross.
Like what? Like you'd peel off my Picard suit and then we'd do it.
Maybe you could make love like Worf. Like Worf does. You ever see it when Worf is like,
did you see that new outfit Picard had on last night?
No, my darling, I didn't watch it. I watched Roseanne instead. I was talking to my sister, and I watched Roseanne, and she has lost a lot of weight. And Tom Arnold, he still looks gross.
Tom Arnold, and I remember how we described Tom Arnold like a rat on crack. And then we were watching the news, and they were doing some kind of a test on crack on laboratory rats, and they had a rat in this maze.
Right.
And they shot him up with crack, and this rat was, like, back and forth, running crazy.
And if you ever see him interviewed, you just look at his knee. Like, his right knee is just going,
he looks worse now that he's trimmed, before he looked kind of jolly and doofy and big, and now he just looks...
Hey, what's that? Beep, beep.
I'd be call waiting.
I think we got to go.
Oh, bye.
Goodbye. Love you.
Love you. Goodbye.
Blah. Because we don't have call waiting at home.
So that would be call. We've got call waiting on the hotline here?
Here's the hotline. Hello?
Oh, Dan Reason?
You mean I cut my wife off for this idiot?
Who's this?
Hi, this is Todd here from Hard Rock Cafe.
Cafe. Why are you calling us on the air?
Well, we're on the air. It's Don and Mike on WJFK. What can we do for you?
No, I was trying to get a hold of Dan Reason.
Dan Reason, who's that? Was he a sales slug?
Is Dan Reason somebody that works here?
Oh, that's the engineer.
Oh, he's the engineer.
Oh, Dan.
We apologize. We're sorry. See, we're brand new employees. You'll have to pardon our hostility.
Call on the business line, okay?
It's number two in my beeper. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Well, okay. We've offended our first potential. Well, obviously, it's not a potential client because you wanted to talk to the engineer and not one of the sales guys. So at least we didn't tick anybody off that was going to spend vast amounts of cash.
259 WJFK FM 106.7 and AM 1300.
Hello?
Anyway, listen, I'm sorry, that was some guy from the Hard Rock Cafe.
Okay.
What I was going to say is, if somebody was to call and describe this outfit that Picard had on last night, mm-hmm. Do you think you could whip one up for Halloween? Because it was kind of a... It was a red suede jacket with leather on the shoulders, like the way it is on a uniform.
You want me to settle with leather now?
Well, it doesn't have to be real leather. It could be fake leather.
When I made that costume last Halloween, you made me take that collar off a half a dozen times and put it back on until I had a pattern, but the pattern hadn't been updated enough.
The pattern that Frida had for my Star Trek suit last year was the one they wore in the first 2 years of the show before they got the...
That was your one piece, right?
Before they got the high collar. When it was just a little V-neck.
No, you got to find some other sucker this year.
Right.
I struggled with it, and that costume I made you last year has got to last.
Now, what a seamstress you are, though. That one piece, that jumpsuit, was absolutely marvelous, Frida. It really was. You look so smart in it.
You know, I think this would be a good idea for the newsletter this time, because we had a picture of Don standing and posing in front of the television set while Star Trek is on, trying to look like one of the Star Trek guys.
Now, I think that'd be nice in the newsletter. I think that'd be a nice thing to put in the
newsletter. I still got another picture of Mike to run in the newsletter next
year. Okay.
Though.
I will allow you. If you say you'll run the...
All right, I tell you what. If I can run that picture of you with the Charlie hat on,
yeah,
then I'll run the picture of me the next month.
Good, good. Okay, that's fine, because there's one that has me celebrating a birthday, and it's a marvelous, flattering photograph.
Now, if you'd like to get on a mailing list and see these pictures in our newsletter, send your name, address, and phone number to Don and Mike. Coron Incorporated, that's Coron,
mm-hmm.
P.O. Box 8425, Gaithersburg, it's the Bergiest, 20898.
All right, okay.
Charlie will give advice to the lovelorn if anyone has any questions they want to send in.
Yeah, Charlie knows a lot about love.
Well, Charlie's in love with one of the ladies here. As a matter of fact, we'll bring Charlie by in a second, too. And, honey, I got to go now because I got a very important word from Jim Vance standing by.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks.
Thank you, Jim.
Our good friend Jimbo. JV, Jimbo Vance.
JV.
Minute past 3, Bart the Weatherman says clouds and a high today in the low 80s. Rain heavy at times tonight, low in the 60s, and a high tomorrow again in the 80s. It's 74 outdoors now in WJFK land. Hold on a second.
All right, we'll make a phone call here. We are definitely going to call the lady that's having Elvis's baby soon.
Yes, in just a moment. But first, we have to call the front desk again and see if she's wised up yet.
Terry.
Terry, where are you?
Thank you. She didn't really catch on yesterday when we did this.
She told me today we made her famous yesterday.
Kennedy Broadcasting, WJFK.
Yeah, I'd like to make a complaint about those idiots on the radio now.
Kennedy Broadcasting, WJFK.
Yeah, those guys in the afternoon, I think you ought to take them out there. They really suck.
We can go play some more music. I want to hear Freebird.
That's
the way to handle a complaint here at WJFK.
Just put them on hold. Good, good. That's the way they should. All right, good.
Thanks for holding.
Yeah, those guys talk too much. I want to hear Freebird. Tell them to shut up.
Hello?
Yes, may I help you?
Those guys, you got them on that down there in the afternoon. The guys that are on there, they don't play more music.
No bears.
They. Do you know who this is?
Yes, I do.
Finally.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, all right.
Hi. Can we talk to Ken Stevens, please?
You sure can. One moment.
Time for another general manager progress report to find out how we're doing.
General manager with a heart, we like to call him.
Yeah, we're guessing he sold just an incredible amount of advertising today after our debut show yesterday.
And yesterday he was not thrilled with our first show, I don't think.
He said
it was
thrilled.
Okay. Hello, Ken.
Ken.
Yes.
Ken, it's Don. It's Mike.
Don and Mike, hi.
Call for the progress report today. You're ecstatic?
Well, I've been a little busy, but several minutes that I've tuned in have been pretty okay.
Well, we were guessing that today, after yesterday's debut afternoon show, the cash register must have been ringing, huh, Ken?
Ooh, overtime.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you recall an account that maybe you had a problem with at that other radio station?
So many.
Yeah, almost all of them.
A big
yeah.
one. Think of a big one.
Is it a big one? Does it start with an M?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we remember that. What did we do? Did we say anything?
Oh, I remember. We sent people to their place of business, remember?
Yeah, I'm talking about on this radio station. Did we say something yesterday?
No, but they remember you.
Oh, you mean they won't advertise again?
Not only will they not advertise, they don't want to do the advertising that we're doing.
Oh, McDonald's already?
Oh, man. You know, we want a fresh start here. It's not fair. We should get a fresh start.
I said that, but you know what?
What?
Now let me give you the good news.
Okay.
Your show is entirely sold out.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Sold out. We don't need you, McDonald's.
Means I didn't charge enough.
All right. Well, there. We'll leave it at that. That's good.
Okay.
So, I'm sort of happy.
Let's end this on a positive.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, right.
McDonald's.
Sold out.
The fast food chain with a heart.
Sold out like RSK at the home games.
That's right. There's a waiting list now. And it's 3:05. Good guy time. WJFK. Here we go. I'm going to have Elvis's baby.
Nice picture of this woman here.
That is the electrifying
electrifying
claim of pretty, well, I guess that's all based on what you think pretty is.
Nice photograph.
A pretty Vanessa Johnson, a blonde drugstore clerk from Shreveport, Louisiana, who swears she did the nasty with Elvis last summer.
All right.
The 27-year-old divorcee says she met the superstar in June when he was appearing in a country music club near her home.
I'll be up in a minute, babe.
You know, I like Hardee's a lot better anyway than McDonald's, if I can be honest with you.
That's it. It's over now. Any chance that they would have ever come back is completely been eradicated. And I like Hardee's, too.
I urge you not to stop. McDonald's doesn't need the money. I urge you to stop going to McDonald's.